whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
All right, behave now. It's recorded.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God. How are you, Eric?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, fine, fine. Well, congratulations to your solo record, to your new one. It's going to be a record of the week next week here on our station, so it's not half as bad.
You know, that makes me feel pretty good, actually. Thank you for that. Thank you. It's an honor. I mean, it's an album I've been spending a lot of time with and worked on it for a long time. So I'm obviously very, very excited and happy about it. Thank you.
How long did it actually really take you to write all the material and get everything together?
My whole life. No, but, well, I've always been in bands my whole career. And at some point after my time with Skid Row, I asked myself, who am I? Because I've always been in bands. And so I wanted to find out. I had a very short solo career after I did Swedish Idol 16 years ago now. But yeah, so I had a very short and bad solo career. But now I really wanted to find out who I am. I felt like I had a lot to talk about and to process. So it took about 2 years from the first song we wrote. Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, not to be negative in any way, but Skid Row looking for a new singer.
I know, yes. And you know what? I really want them to find a singer because sometimes I feel really bad about the whole situation. I mean, I had to do it because it was just the situation I was in, you know, with my medical history. And for those of you who don't know, I had leukemia 5 years ago. So there was a process to the recovery process, obviously, that I had to respect. But you know, it's still sort of a breakup. And I really want them to be happy and to be able to go out and tour as much as they want. So that makes me sad, actually.
Ah, okay. Well, they're going to find somebody, you know, who's not as good as you, but still.
You know. Well, thank you. Thank you. There's a lot of good singers out there.
So this record took your whole life. How much of your life is in this record? How much, you know, if all the lyrics, how much does it reflect everything you had to go through?
I would say mainly the album is about the last 5 years, starting with my illness and, you know, everything. There's a lot to process from that period. But it's also, every song is 100% me. And it's the most honest thing I've ever done. Mm. And I don't think I will ever be able to write music in any other way than just being completely honest and transparent. And, you know, there's everything from my departure from Skid Row, talking about that, my first show with Skid Row, you know, my battle against cancer. Bad Bones is just, you know, a part of who I am as a person. You know, I like to question things. I don't like authority and, you know, stuff like that. A bit rebellious, I guess. It's all me.
Which is amazing because, you know, you've been, the music that you make on your record kind of is, it's similar to the bands you've been in.
Absolutely.
You could have done something completely different, you know, like doing a speed metal record, but you didn't.
No, I know. I mean, I think what I realized was that when I started asking who I am musically, you know, I realized that I am everything I've done because everything I've done is something I enjoy doing. So I wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy it. And that's also a part of who I am. If I don't enjoy what I'm doing, I'm going to do something else. So I realized that I was looking for the answer out here, but the answer was right here in front of me. You're absolutely right.
It's kind of hard for us to imagine being in all those bands and then, you know, forever, all the wrong and right reasons, leaving those bands behind, you know, and take the risk, although you have a big name and you are somebody and you know, people know you, but still taking the step to do a solo career It isn't that something where you go like, oh, I'm going to have one or two sleepless nights about that.
One or two? You have no idea how tired I am right now. But yeah, you're absolutely right. But it's also, I think for it's something I had to do for me. And so one part of me is pretty much like, I don't care what anyone thinks about it because I'm doing this for me. Like the first time I picked up the guitar, I didn't do it for anyone else. I didn't even know I was going to have a career. I did it because I enjoyed playing guitar and it made me happy. And so this, I made this record for the same reason. But then obviously another part of me, and that's the part of me that stays up all night worrying about everything, is that I obviously want people to listen and like it. But the good thing is, yeah, when you do something for you, and if people don't like it, it doesn't matter as much as if you do something that you think people will like and you try to like figure out, I wonder what they will think about it, and it comes out like shit and people don't like it. Then you will really feel like shit and you will be not, you will not be sleeping for many years.
But I'm not going to ask you if you're going to be, you know, if you're going to have a good night's sleep from, well, tonight, because tomorrow is release day.
I know. Now I'm just in the middle of rehearsing. I actually hear them playing the drums downstairs.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're rehearsing. We started rehearsing yesterday. We're doing the first show on Monday in Sweden, a sold out show in Stockholm, two nights at a venue called Circus. It's really exciting. But, you know, it was the first time we played together yesterday and we, you know, putting this whole new show and band together. So now
who's in your band?
We got Dennis Holm on drums. I've never played with him before. But my buddy Philip Naslund is also in the band, recommended him. So he's on drums, Philip on guitar. He's also the guitarist of Bruce Dickinson. Philip and I met in high school. We started our first metal band together when we were 17. And we thought it was really badass. I think we just wanted the lifestyle. The music wasn't really that good, but we wanted to be like Mötley Crüe, you know? We wanted the Mötley Crüe lifestyle, which is not a good lifestyle. Anyways, and then I got Ludde Turner from a band, Swedish band called Reach on guitar. His bass player, Sufjan, on bass. And then Michael Blanc from a band called Degreed in Sweden on keyboards. So everybody's been in bands, everybody knows what it's about, and everybody's been on the road. So, you know, I think we'll manage. I think it will be fine. But it's the first time we're all playing together as a band.
Okay. You're going to play probably all of your record? But do you actually go back to your former bands and play one of those songs? Because people, I don't know if they expect it, but maybe they want to hear something like this.
And I think that makes sense to me as well. I'm going to do, obviously, since the album is out Friday, tomorrow, May 20th. Yeah. And then we're doing the first show on Monday. So I'm going to play the singles and I'm going to do three other songs from the new album. But then I will also combine it with the YouTube renditions, some of the most viral YouTube things I've done on YouTube. And 18 and Life makes sense for me. I did that when I auditioned for Idol and, you know, it's been with me for a long time. I did it before I was in Skid Row. A Heat song. It will be a mix of a bit of everything I've done.
Nice one. Now tell me something. When somebody like you has to go through so much stuff and troubles and difficulty and you know, all the sickness, how after you've come out, how do you look at life after that? How do you evaluate things after something like that?
I mean, you get a certain perspective where you realize that nothing really matters. I don't have as much time for people who, negative people in my life. I have a very small circle of people close to me that I like hanging out with. You realize life is very unpredictable. And we always say that we know it can be over any day, but we don't really feel like it, you know. But yeah, I you know, I'm grateful for every day, and it's so important to. I think what the biggest decision you will have to make in your life is what you do with your time.
Yeah.
So if you can wake up every day and do something, a little bit of something that makes you happy. I mean, I understand life is hard and a lot of the times, and you have to make a living. But if you can find a little bit of time to do something for you every day, something that makes you happy, I don't think you're going to regret a single day of your life. You know, health always comes first. My health is not for sale. You know, no money, no career can ever buy my health. So I just, you know, I try to, obviously, since I'm feeling much better now, and it's 5 years since my illness, I also can get like annoyed when there's a lot of traffic. But then I remind myself that, okay, is this my biggest problem right now? Life is pretty good, you know? So I guess I just have that perspective with me. Although I have to remind myself about it every now and then.
I think your biggest problem is your drum sound in the back.
I know, yeah. It's going to be a problem for a couple of days now.
You had your whole life to write this record. You have 2 years to write the next one.
I have 2 days to write the next one, right? I actually started writing on the next one already. I just want to keep going. I want to keep writing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So I have there is a plan, but yeah, we'll see how many shows we'll be doing. And I think we're doing 14, 15 shows. So I think it's a good start. And then you know, we're looking at next year.
Are you guys gonna be here with us sooner or later?
I will say yes. There's nothing planned or booked, but yes, of course, it makes a lot of sense. And Germany has been a very great country and market for, well, my whole career, really. I think I did my the second show, or was it the first show? Yeah, my first show ever with Heat was in Germany.
We do play a couple of songs. Like, talk about the record title. What does Bad Bones mean again?
Mm-hmm. Bad Bones is, you know, I like writing in a way that you can interpret it any way you want. You know, someone said that I think it's about your bone marrow transplant. Well, yeah, maybe it is, you know. But Bad Bones for me is just a way of me saying, this is me 100%. Step aside, here I come. You know, this rebellious side to it. You know, on the album cover, it's like a mugshot of me. And, it's not that I'm not a criminal, but my buddy Jonah T from Heat, he wrote a song about my life called "Bastard of Society." So I guess it's just I have this rebellious side to me, and that's what it's about.
That's great. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's "Twisted Lullaby" that starts with one of the most accept-like riffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cool one. I like that song. I get a lot of accept references on that one. But that's about, you know, I think a lot of people can relate to having, you try to sleep, but your mind won't shut off. It's just like, you start thinking about different things you've done, or, you know, things from the past, or just your brain just keeps going. And that's the Twisted Lullaby trying to, you know, make you sleep.
You know, with all the songs you have and with all the music you do, and as we said before, it relates kind of to the bands you've been in, but still, this is music that is not modern.
Yeah.
In the most positive way. You know, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How come that this music, with all the bands like Heat, and you have so many Swedish bands that play this kind of hard rock right now, that reminds us of the 80s. And even in Germany, you have Kiss and Dynamite and whatever, you know, all those bands who do this. What do you think makes this music nowadays so successful?
I just think it's the coolest fucking genre ever.
Not everybody lived back then, you know?
Everybody wants to be a rock star. I mean, it's for me, it just makes so much sense. I grew up with the 50s and 60s rock music.
Yeah.
Because my dad used to play that. He was a musician in the 70s. So, and when I listened to that kind of music, which also brought me to Queen, because Queen has a lot of that in their music. And that's, I think that's why I love Queen. And then it kind of like grew from there with Skid Row and, you know, even heavier stuff like Pantera, Slayer. Sometimes my son, actually, he's 6 years old. He listens to Slayer. He actually told me at one point, like, Dad, can you put on some rock music? And I put on the new Skid Row album that I was singing on. And he said, this is not rock and roll.
There you go.
So he's metal, you know. But I don't know if I answered your question. I just think it's what I like about the 70s, 80s rock music is that it's also very melodic. I like very catchy melodies, but I like to package it in rock and roll and a heavier sound. And there's just something to that that I think people find very interesting and good. I mean, if you also listen to a band like Ghost, Swedish band, you know, the artwork, and then it's like really catchy, almost, you know, ABBA.
Yeah.
and obviously
another Swedish band.
Exactly. Every morning when Swedes wake up, we go, thank you, ABBA. Thank you, ABBA. Thank you, ABBA. You know, I don't know if I answered your question, but I think it's, like I said, personally, I love when it's like packaged in rock and roll. I actually prefer the 70s rock a bit more, but there's still catchy melodies to it.
What was the most difficult song to write on this one?
I think the last song, which is called Written in the Scars. It was the last song we wrote for the album. And it was hard to find the arrangement for it. And the lyrics, you know, making it very meaningful and personal. That's always hard for some reason. It's always easy to write like cheesy rock song. Yeah, you want to rock tonight? Oh yeah, baby, come on, all right. You know, you can do that. Like,
I cannot even do that, you know, so it's...
That's actually a good song. Maybe I should write a song like
that. Yeah.
But keeping it very personal is for some reason very hard. It's hard to be vulnerable, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
So when after 5 records, 2 platinum, couple of gold, when your solo career goes down, eventually, just slightly eventually, what's the next band you're going to join?
Oh, dude, I don't know.
Probably Aerosmith are going to look for a singer.
I don't know, man. All I know now is that I know nothing. I know that I want to keep writing music. I want to keep singing. I'm not much for closing any doors. I like to keep opportunities open, and obviously life is unpredictable. I'm sounding like a politician, right?
That's okay. You're not the first one.
Oh. I don't know, man. I'm very excited about the solo career now. And it will go down on Monday. We don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'll let you know.
I'll find out, you know, with the internet. It's okay.
Yeah.
we have a segment on our station, and it's a really tough question, actually, but we keep, you know, asking our listeners, what's the rock song of your life if you have to choose one? It's not Waterloo or Super Trooper.
No. You know what? It's not like the song I'm listening to every day and go, yeah, you know, but
a song that influenced you very much. Yeah.
I grew up watching and being very inspired by the Rocky movies. So I will have to say Eye of the Tiger.
Where does this fascination come from for the Rocky movie?
I've been boxing my whole life. And it's just, it's so motivational. And it's like, you know, you this whole mindset of not giving up and just being the underdog, and you just keep going, keep moving forward, learn how to take the punches. You have to be, you know, you have to be able to take punches in life and roll with the punches. And there's just so many references. So I'm going to have to go with that song, because it was kind of like the first first rock song. I was like standing with my boxing gloves and I was like 8 years old, you know, singing to it. So yeah, there you go.
Well, have a good, practice and everything with the guys, and have a good show and a good tour. And I really hope we do see you guys over here. That'll be really great.
Yeah. Me too. And thank you so much for the support, and thank you for Album of the Week. It means a lot to me.
Whole lot of talk, the interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rocking podcasts.